I'm Gwendolyn McGrew, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk? Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next, and you up next. Keep the Gwen's on hard. Rise a star on the big scene, make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat, don't settle for less. They put you through that test, your resume that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, though, here's my vote. Chill.
SLT Nation, what it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. That's right, it is 2024, the year of the Mamba, season four of our amazing show at KT, and now we are still grinding hard. We are going all across this country. We are finding rising stars, super sensations, future phenoms in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I've said this probably 100 times, when I tell y'all we got a bucket on the show, ladies and gentlemen, we got a true big, I feel like we got the future Chelsea Gray in the building on the phone today, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all make some noise. Shout out to Rich Anderson in Texas U. We got one of the dopest players in the state of Texas, top 15 in the state of Texas, representing Pasadena Memorial High, and recently signed the dotted line, and she is committed and going to University of North Texas. Let's make some noise for the 5'11 guard, the big body guard, the Gemini Project, Gwendolyn McGrew. What's up, G-Mac? How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Look, Kevin, I'm going to tell you something. Every picture we see of Gwendolyn, she's smiling in every picture, but she is a dog. I'm talking about her. She is a monster. All right, well, check this out. If this is your first time in Pasadena, hey, Kevin, I don't think we ever been to Pasadena. You know what I'm saying? We rock with North Texas a bit, but Pasadena, welcome to the Sports Life Talk Experience. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones. Y'all can read it on the screen. The Louisiana, I'm gonna put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Choir Storm. Shh. All facts, no cap. The head coach, KT. How you feeling today, homeboy?
I'm feeling great, B. Jones. The fact that we get a chance to go back to UNT, and yes, when we go to see another game next year, B. Jones, we got a new family member we'll be
hey, Kevin, don't spoil too much of it, because I got a little something I'm going to talk to about UNT.
Yeah, but people can read. They can see it right there. So, it's not like a spoiler, but hey, B. Jones, I'm feeling great, man. Let's go. Let's get turned up again.
Let's turn it up. All right. Well, here we go, Gwen. You know the first part of the show is the moment of truth. That's right. If you're rocking with us for the first time, we play a game at the beginning of every show, our icebreaker of sorts. And this is our version of two truths and a lie. So the rules are super simple. Gwen is preparing three statements about her life. The only catch is that one of those statements is an untruth. Kevin and I, after she gets finished telling us, we'll have together a combined 60 seconds to deliberate, work through the options, and as a team try to figure if we can uncover the untruth. All right, here we go, Gwen. We are ready for you. Let's get it.
All right. So the first one is I tore both of my knees in high school. My second one is I started playing basketball when I was 5 years old. And the third one is I got my first offer in the eighth grade.
Cool, Kevin. So let me tell you something, KT. I know she had a knee injury. I read an article that she had to come back, and that was a big thing. Now, I don't know if she had those knee injuries in high school.
She said she had two.
Well, it said knee injuries. So the news was...
All right, so we got that one.
Okay. I saw some pictures of her playing basketball at a very young age, and she was a dog, and she was bigger than all the rest of the kids. I just don't know if she was 5 years old. So that she might be trying to chop us up with the 5 years old.
But that normally would get us when they say, hey, I started playing when I was five. And she probably started playing when she was six or four.
Six or seven. Right. Or it could have been four. But and then the last one is the offer in eighth grade. She been a dog. She got over 1,000 points. She got over 1,000 points in high school. She playing with Texas U, one of the best AAU programs in the city. It's hard. Okay, now.
Before we answer it, I know we probably got about 20 seconds. So, Gwendolyn, what was your average in middle school? What was your point average?
25.
Golly. So that didn't help me
out. Yeah, she got off. She got off in eighth grade. Kevin, I'm gonna go with number two. I don't think she. I think she was a little bit older than five. I think she was a little bit older than five. What do you say, man? Come on, man. We got 10 seconds left.
Yeah, let's go with it. Go with that one.
All right, Gwendolyn, we are going to go with that. You didn't start playing basketball at the age of 5 years old. We're gonna say that is not the truth.
Yeah.
We got
hard on these. Like, really hard.
Here's the thing, Gwendolyn. A lot of people try to get us with that. I started playing when I was a certain age, so that we kind of go with that. Well, most of the time, we're wrong because they did start playing a certain age, but we got it right today.
Hey, Kevin, I'm gonna be honest with you though. When she said 25, I said, "Yeah, somebody offered her." I don't know. Somebody offered her eighth grade at 25 a game. All right, y'all. Gwen, we had fun. We got this thing started. So you know what that means. We got the engines revved up. We got the music turned up loud. We need everybody out there. Come on, Gwen. Raise your right hand up. Give us spirit fingers. Come on. There you go. Now we need you to reach over your left shoulder. We need you to grab that seatbelt, pull it down, and buckle up. Click, clack. It is time to go to work. And we are about to pay the bills. The first order of action is to get this thing cranking. We need everybody out there to join hands and kumbaya. We need y'all to help us to take this show to a whole nother level. And what we need you to do is what we call the SLT Trinity. And the beautiful part about this won't cost you a penny. It's absolutely free. That's right. On the count of three, I'm going to do a lot of hooting and hollering. And I need you to, one, smash that subscribe button and become a part of the Sports Life Talk family. And I promise you, you will have a good time. Number two, we need you to hit that like button as many times as the system and the algorithm allow you to. So this show just bubbles all the way up to the top. And number three, last but not least, we need you to share this with all your kinfolk, all your play cousins, all your teammates, all your classmates. It don't matter, your church mates, whoever. We need you to send this show to them so we can tell the world how dope this young dog is. I'm telling y'all, GMG is in the building. Hey, Gemini, is North Texas, is Pasadena, I want Pasadena Memorial to show up and show out on this one. Is Pasadena Memorial going to show us some love on this one?
They will.
All right, well, you got to say, yeah, I don't know, Gwen. You ain't say that with enough conviction for me. are they crunk? Is this school doing it big out there? Are y'all cold? Pasadena. Hey, Pasadena. Every time I say that, Kevin, I think of Dr. Dre. Yeah. In Tupac, California, Pasadena. All right, Pasadena, always up to no good. Y'all know what to do. On the count of three, let's do it like we true to it. Smash that subscribe button, hit that like button, and share this with your people. One, two, three, boom! Inglewood, always up to no good. Hey, all right, y'all know what that means. If you smash that subscribe button, if you did any of those three, we want to welcome you to the Sports Life Talk family. And Gwendolyn, what's your favorite emoji that you're using right now? If when you're sending out messages to your teammates, your family members, what's your favorite emoji?
The red demon emoji.
Ooh, that one speaks for itself, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all, all right, we need you to throw the red demon, the red devil emoji up in the chat if you did any of those three things. Cause one, Kevin and I, we don't do fans. We don't do followers. We do family around here. And Kevin, what are we gonna tell them if they throw that red demon in the chat?
B Jones, we're gonna tell them the red demon. That just threw me out. Thank you. We're going to tell them thank you.
That's right. We want to say thank you in a very special way. And you know what, Kevin? I'm feeling froggy. So you know what? We're going to pick one of the red demons on this episode. We're going to give away a t-shirt. It's just that simple. We're giving away a t-shirt to somebody who throw in the red demon. We're just going to randomly draw it. All right, Gwen, you ready? You ready, Gemini, for the initiation? You ready to go through this thing? Let's go, KT. Heat up.
All right. To initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
All right. SZA, Faye Webster, 21 Savage, Broadway, and Frank Ocean.
Hey, I don't know what I don't know what he did. Frank Ocean paying these kids to say this, because we have got six Frank Oceans in 2024, and I don't know where it came from. All of a sudden, it's just way. Has Frank Ocean dropped some new heat, Gwen? Has he dropped a new song, or are y'all just kicking it with the old Frank Ocean?
No, I just heard it one day and I was like, wow, I like that. I don't even know if it's new, old.
You just you like that heat though. All right, well, Kevin, she an all-American talent kind of player. I mean, I don't know how you're gonna judge this. We went from 21 Savage to Frank Ocean. But what you with Lil Toxicity with SZA. So what you gonna give a KT?
Well, Gwendolyn, what we like to do, we like to rank everybody's top five, and the highest you can get is five. But I've been really generous in 23 and 24, so I'm not going to stop that generosity now, B. Jones. So let's give her 18 for that top five. And I do have a question for you, B.
What up,
fam? You said in her picture she's always smiling, right?
Bruh, she got the most innocent smile in the world. I mean, she on the news, she's smiling. She in the articles, she's smiling. She on the court. She hit you with a three, she body you, and then she smile at you. I don't know. This young lady is always smiling.
So you found out the one picture where she wasn't smiling? Because she looked like she was just straight upset on that picture.
No, but that's about that action.
I'm messing with
her. I'm talking about it in game day. I'm talking about game face. Gwen is a happy player. She is excited to play the game.
I need her game face on this episode. B. Jones is kind of scaring me right there. All right, so who is your favorite superhero and why?
I'm gonna say Black Panther because I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like he changed, like, it's Black Panther, like, how can that not be your favorite superhero? Like, that's just, I just feel like a certain way about that type of superhero, that specific superhero. I don't know.
And I'm gonna tell y'all something. She don't owe you no explanation. She said that's the way she feel about it. That's the way she feel about it. Come on, give it to her, KT.
You look at that picture, you see why. Just leave her alone. All right. So since every good superhero needs their own theme music, T'Challa, what would your theme song be?
Running by 21 Savage.
You gonna sing that one for us?
Sing it.
Yeah, rap it. Whatever you gotta do, spit these bars, give us that for 21.
It's just like, I don't know. It's just like it just says running repetitively, and then it gets like, he said a whole bunch of stuff. It's too much. I don't know. I can't sing it.
All right. We're gonna give you two more of you to sing. Give her one more, B. Jones. Just give her one more. All right, so we have a running debate on our You Got Next series where I want to be a singer and B. Jones wants to be the dancer. So you got to break the tie for your episode. Would you rather be a singer or would you rather be a dancer?
A dancer.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Every player that come on here get booked. And I'm sorry. Some of y'all come on here, y'all say singing, and I notice it just so happened that the ones that's getting all the buckets is the dancer. It's something about it. I don't know.
That's not true. We just had an episode not too long ago, and it was a singer. But nice try, B. Jones. For the most part, you're right, but nah. All right. What is something that basketball has taught you that you can use when you're not on the court?
Not on the court. That you just got to keep pushing. No matter what it is, you got to keep going. Because you don't know what's on the other side of anything, you know?
Yeah, I got you. So, B. Jones and I, we love to travel. When we travel, we got to eat. So, when we come to Pasadena, Texas, what is going to be that one food spot you're going to recommend, and what's your go-to meal there?
It's this Asian place. It's like poke bowl. It's not like, because I don't eat out a lot, but it's a good like thing. I get it. If I were like to have a basketball game, that's what I would get. So, but I think it would be something good to eat. It's poke bowl. It's like, so it's rice, some type of chicken. It's just, I don't know. I really like it. It's like really good. You can get crab in it. Like, it's really good.
So if we were to come down there and say, hey, we want the Gwendolyn McGrew pack, what is that meal going to be?
Rice. It's like, it's customized. It's like Subway.
Yeah, KT. Oh. They have it all out on the thing. I've had it. My daughter loves this, though. It's something about the teenagers nowadays that they love this poke or pokey or whatever it's called. Yeah. A poke bowl or whatever. And yeah, KT, it's set up like Subway. So you get your rice. You can get whatever type of meat you want. You can get your fixings
I get that, but I want to know what fixings she get, B. Jones. So I get those same words.
Everything
is just so broad. But, you know, we're going to move on. I'm just
Kevin, Pasadena. It's a famous football player from Pasadena, Texas. Is it Lovie Smith? I don't know. It's somebody from
Lovie Smith. We already had that. He's from like the Tyler area.
It's somebody from Pasadena, man. That's a Hall of Famer I believe.
If you're watching this episode, put it down in the comments. Who's from Pasadena?
Who's from Pasadena?
I don't know.
I'm thinking about Pasadena, California. I think of stuff, so I can't think about Pasadena.
they rolling over in their grave about Pope representing Pasadena. I
know. All right. Today we have a rising star in the world of high school girls basketball, whose dedication, grit, and passion for the game are nothing short of inspiring. Get ready to be motivated and entertained as we explore the triumphs and challenges of this exceptional athlete's journey. Let's jump into the world of high school sports. With that said, B. Jones, go ahead and take it away and tell everybody about our newest play cousin, Miss Gwendolyn McGrew.
Gwendolyn Gemini McGrew, welcome to the show. We are super excited about having you on this joint. I'm going to tell you, Gwen, have you seen us on the sideline in any of your games before? Have you seen us before at one of your games?
No, sir, I haven't.
I know. That's why. Because we came all the way to Louisville to check out Texas U, and we looked out there on the court, and it was you and Kayana Cox, and it was some dogs out there on the court. But I didn't know who the young lady with the mixed hair, the signature blonde and black hair was out there. And then I was all of a sudden you put in some work in Louisville. I was like, okay, she could go. She you was one of the coldest ones on the team. And then all of a sudden I'm strolling through my timeline, and it says 50-point game by Gwendolyn McGrew. I'm like, what in the world? That dog can fetch. I'm telling you, that dog is all over that bone. But, Gwen, we're going to get to all of this and your multiple injuries and how you got to this point and going to UNT, but we got to take them to the beginning. We got to start this thing back. Because the word on the street is that you was 5 years old. No, just let's take them back to the beginning, Gwen. When did you start playing basketball and when did you fall in love with the game?
I started playing basketball in sixth grade, so I think that would be 11. That's yep. When I had this little Pasadena league that I was playing. Say it again?
No, what'd you say? You said you started what?
It was like a Pasadena league, like a little kids league. And then I started playing AU in seventh grade.
Now, were you always, you know, like a beast like this? Were you always a dog, or did that kind of happen over time?
I feel like I was always a dog. I think it's showing more now, but I was always like this. Like people, like how you said, like you see me smiling, everybody would be like, "Oh, okay." And then I would be playing it, I'd be like, "Oh, like that's not what we expecting," you know.
Yeah, when I saw you play, I called you Gemini for a reason, because you know, not only do you wear the platinum blonde on one side and you wear the black to the other side, but your game is one of the most versatile games I've ever seen. And you truly have an inside-out game. I mean, literally, you can kill them from the three-point line, but you can also attack and penetrate because you're so strong and bigger than the rest of these players. You penetrate, you get to the rack, and I mean, it's literally no stopping you once you get going downhill. I compared you to a Chelsea Gray, but describe your own style, and who do you think you emulate, or who is somebody that you look up to?
Somebody I look up to, she's a college basketball player, Juju Watkins. I feel like I'm a smaller version of her, obviously, but I just feel like that's who I can compare myself to.
Juju, hey, Juju is taking the game over. She is on fire. What part of Juju game that you working on to improve in your own game?
Everything. If you look at, like, she's just really good at everything she does. Like 51 points against Stanford. Like, come on now. Like, that's, they were number one in that conference. Like, everything she's just really good, and she's so calm with it. Like, and then she'll come out of nowhere, hit you with a speed burst. Like, everything about her.
Well, speak. Juju got her 50-point game, but you got your 50-point game this year as well. What? Tell us what happened that night. How did you pull off a 50 bagger? Put a 50 burger on them joints. Did you go to Chick-fil-A the next day like Giannis and get you 50 piece nuggets from Chick-fil-A?
I'm not a Chick-fil-A fan. That's not for me. I actually think I had pokey that day, honestly. I think my mom had brought it for me. And then in that, we were playing, and I was like, it was one of those games. It was like, it felt weird. Like when I was in the warm-ups, I could hit a shot, and I was like, oh, this is not going to be one of those. Those are going to be one of those nights where it's like, I'm not going to like go off. And we get in the game. After the game, I only missed two shots.
Dang! So not only did you get 50, but you got an efficient 50. Like, yeah. There was no wasted shots on that 50. How did you do from the free throw line? Like, did they take you to the line a lot?
No. They wasn't calling fouls, really. It was like, I think I shot like 6 free throws maybe that game.
Like, now, when I think of this Houston area, we had Jayla Lewis on. I think of Anaya Alexis. I mean, there's so many amazing stars that's coming from that Houston area, including Gwendolyn McGrew. I know you on the outskirts of Houston, but my question to you is: do you feel like that part of Texas is kind of slept on when it comes to girls basketball? Do you feel like all of y'all are kind of y'all against the world type mentality when it comes to the Southern Texas or the Southeast Texas basketball?
I think we are. Like, it's not many of us over here. So it's like you see the kids in Dallas or everywhere else, and it's like it's just like one or two of us over here in each district.
Well, you definitely one of the best players I've seen this whole entire cycle. We went all around the country this last year, and your game. So when you said you was gonna do the show, I mean we were like, yes, this is a signature moment for us. And we just had your AAU coach on, Rich Anderson, and he was super excited about you. And so this is gonna be one that we're gonna look back on in a couple of years and be like, hey, we told y'all she was a dog. But let's run it back about the knee injuries, because your first fact about yourself was that you had knee injuries, and I saw the article. I read an article about the knee injuries. What tell us about that, and how did you overcome that catastrophic injury?
So the first one was my freshman year when I was at Dobie. It was our last game. We played at Pasadena Memorial, and I got a rebound, was going to the basket, did a Euro step, turn. I made the shot. But I turned and my right knee, I felt it pop and I couldn't get back up. And I was like, oof, like, and I had never experienced that before. So it was like, it didn't feel right. So I had torn my meniscus my freshman year. I was out for a couple months, missed some of AAU, came back. Then I ended up moving over here to where I'm at, and I ended up going to Pasadena Memorial. And then the season was over. It was like a after season type of league that we were doing, like to make sure we were all in rhythm for next year. And I was driving to the basket, and I twisted my ankle, and I fell, and three girls fell on top of me. And I felt three pops in that. It was so I ended up tearing my ACL and both my lateral and medial meniscus in my
leg. So now, Gwen, we all go through setbacks. Matter of fact, you know, it's funny because we talk about a superhero and we consider you a superhero. But everybody got a choice to make when that injury happened, right? You could either cry about it. You know what I'm saying? You could fight back. We all got a choice of how we respond and when adversity hits. But your response to adversity is absolutely nuts. Kevin, she was spending 20 hours a week extra in the gym, 5,000 shots a week. Who came up with that workout program, and what incentivized you and motivated you to push through? I mean, that's absolutely nuts. I know. I mean, my arm was hurting just reading that. A 5,000 shots. So who came up with that, and what motivated you to push through that, Gwen?
So who came up with that workout? All those was my dad. He came up with all those, and he really pushed me. Like, it was like he was the one who got me through this. He was in there the days where I couldn't pick up no weights, when I was crying, when I was down, when I was laying on the couch because I couldn't move, I couldn't walk, I couldn't even, like, my leg was dead. Like, I couldn't do nothing. He was there. He was the one who got me through everything.
Well, you got through it, and when I tell you, you came out stronger than ever. Now you are literally unstoppable, in my opinion. Once you get your body college ready, I think you're gonna be you're gonna take the world by storm. You're gonna shock a lot of people. Now let's talk about college, because we are super fans of UNT. Why? Because we had Coach Burton on. He wasn't even at UNT when we had Coach Burton on the show, and there's a lot of other players that we've had that represent that that organization. And now I know that they got Gwendolyn and Mackenzie Buss. Have you met Mackenzie Buss and Shania Price, your teammates that you are coming in with?
I've talked to Ms. Price. I've talked to her before. I know the other one's coming from a JUCO. My friend plays against her, so I've heard of both of them. Yes.
Dogs. Hey, all three of y'all are just amazing. And then we see the success that North Texas, I mean, they one of the best teams in the conference now. Gwen, did you see this greatness in them? Did you see all of this happening when you decided to commit?
I did. I trusted in Coach Burton, because Coach Burton has been trying to recruit me since he was at the other school that y'all talking about, and I believe in what he's doing, and I think it's working.
Yeah, it's working. They are on fire. Champion.
Yep.
Hey, regular season champion and going and raising hell right now in the tournament as well. How did Coach Burton say they gonna use you walking into the door? Are they gonna get your body right? Are they gonna try to work on development, or what? Are they gonna try to get you on that court as soon as they possibly can?
They said as soon as possible. He told me that I'm really versatile, and just because my size and how I play my game, he says I'm really versatile, and he thinks that I can really help come in and help win.
When did you know North Texas was home?
That visit, I think I knew before, but I think what really secured it was the visit. Like he made me feel like I was at home. And it reminded me of my dad a little bit, like, you know, his vibe that he gave. Like, that's what it felt.
Tell your dad we got to sit with him during the game, because I like your dad. Your dad is he sound like he holding things down over there. What's your pop's name?
Burke.
Mm-hmm. Burke McGrew. Hey, he sound like he got a little game himself too, man. I heard Burke McGrew was down at the park, dropped 40 the other night. You know what I'm talking about? All right, listen. So we know you dropped 50. But this is the year of the Mamba. Do you have a Mamba moment in your career, Gwen, that you can think back? Maybe it was that in that gym when you were trying to overcome the adversity of the knee injuries. Can you think back when you became a Mamba, when you finally looked in the mirror and said, oh, I'm that girl, I'm her?
It was eighth grade. That's the first time I really like saw it and I felt it. We had played, there was a team named Thompson. That was the team that we played. And they hadn't lost a game seventh grade year or coming into eighth grade year. Like, they hadn't lost a game. And we were like, that was the game where I knew if I beat them, like, I knew who I was. We came in that game. It was a home game for us. And it was so electric in the gym. Like, that was my best, my favorite game I've, like, played so far. Like, it was so electric. And, like, my dad was there. My mom was there. My sister, my siblings, everybody was there. I hit a halftime, like a buzzer beater in halftime. I had got and one, like three pointers. Like, I was just hitting. We ended up winning by like six, I think, or four. And I had like 20 something that game. Like, it was so, like, and we had beat them, and nobody had ever beat them. Like, it was like, okay, come on now.
You put on for the city, huh? You put on for the city. So I talked about how you always smiling, and your energy is absolutely infectious. What is 17, 18 year old Gwen doing? What is Gemini doing on her day off when she's just relaxing and not shooting 5,000 additional shots per week?
Sleeping or watching anime, Netflix, whatever, basketball, whatever, something.
So you watching a new Avatar? Speaking of Netflix and anime, you watching a new Avatar on Netflix? The human version?
Oh yeah, no, I haven't watched that yet.
You got to.
The blue Avatar, like those, that one, that's my favorite. Like,
oh yeah, now that's a classic. I mean, the Way of the Water was good too. You know, they're coming out with another one of those. Probably gonna take them 10 years.
Three more, I think.
Oh really? They signed for three more? Oh, wow! Wow! All right. Well, let's get this thing kicking off. Let's get it going and watch that Avatar, y'all. Netflix, send me my royalties, but watch that Avatar. Gwendolyn McGrew, G-Mac, welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show with KT and I. We're going to do a little one-on-one ourselves, and you are now officially calling all the shots, all right? So this is our version of Would You Rather. We're going to take that singing and dancing thing, and we're going to amp it up on steroids. What's about to happen is we're going to go three rounds in true championship rounds fashion. In each round, KT and I will both give you an option. We'll make a presentation to you. Whichever one of those options you select, that host will get a point, and the first host to get 2 points will win this game. Kevin, I don't know why I feel like I won the last game. I'm feeling kind of championish right now. I've been sleeping good. So I'm going to say I won this one, and I'm going to get this thing kicked off. All right, Gwen.
You did, though, but we can go ahead.
You're not sure if I did? I don't know why I felt like I did, man.
Because it was the last one. Was it?
Soleil Washington, she picked Jamaica. It was
you did.
All right, here we go. So for round number one, Gwen. It is 10 seconds left to go in the game. You at North Texas. You playing in conference, and you a true freshman, okay? 10 seconds left to go in the game, and y'all are on defense. They point guard bringing the ball down. You D them up. You meet them at the half court line. You rip the ball from them, steal it, pass it to a McKenzie Buss who's streaking down the court. She catches the ball, lays it up at the buzzer. Y'all win, and Mean Green is storming the courts off.
In your first game starting at North Texas, your team gets a defensive stop. Coach Burton calls a play for you. You look up at the clock, and with time expiring, you knock down a game-winning three, and you put the conference on notice.
This is tough. I'm going to go with the second one.
Okay. What, you going with the shot? You want the shot or you want the assist and the steal?
I want the shot.
Oh! I got to give it. She a killer though, KT. So I'm looking for love. Hey, when you so efficient, like, I'm talking about missing two shots and scoring 50 points. That's absolutely nuts. So, yeah, good. Put the ball in her hand. Let's go. Round two.
Would you rather host your own food show on TikTok, where you get to travel the world interviewing other high school players, college players, get to know more about them while eating at some of their favorite places to eat in the towns that they grew up in, or
because we got this special class coming into North Texas and all this excitement is surrounded by North Texas, we're gonna put a camera crew on you, McKenzie, and Miss Price and Shania Price, and we are going to film a documentary. We're gonna film y'all in the classroom, on the bus rides, in the gym, in the locker room, and even in the apartments. We're gonna have a camera crew on y'all documenting this whole experience and how this North Texas team is about to become a prominent player in the NCAA. And we're going to put it on Netflix, by the way. All on Netflix.
The second one.
Hey, you let me put the extra sauce on there. You could have said second one 30 seconds ago. Good thing she got that one right, because I was over there sweating, because she over there with the poke kind of made me nervous. When she said, she's like, oh, Lord, this girl know how to eat. All right, well, here we go for round three. KT and I, we stopped doing the talking, and we let our sneakers do the talking. That's right, we're both sneakerheads. As a matter of fact, if you are a sneakerhead, I want to officially invite you to come hang out with KT and I and the rest of the Sports Life Talk crew on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We stream live from our YouTube, our Twitter, and all of them, but we would love you to be on YouTube because you can actually comment and connect and react to some of the things we do live. But with that being said, we sneakerheads, and so before the show, we decided to select a pair of sneakers out of our collections, okay, Gwen, that we thought represented you. So on the count of three, we're going to get you to say an SLT tradition. We get you to say hold that sneaker, okay? And when you say hold that sneaker, we're going to show you what we thought would impress Jim and I, okay?
All right,
here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hold that sneaker.
You already know I had to show Coach Burton some love, man. I had to show
you,
Coach.
I knew Burton, you had the green ones. I had to come out with my version of showing love.
I had to think about those long flights, them bus rides, stepping off in them mean green joggers and sweatsuits.
Oof. I'm gonna have to go with the bright green ones.
You going with the Kobe's?
Yeah, the Kobe's.
Oh. Mackenzie Buss selected the school shoes. It's all good.
Well, this ain't Mackenzie Buss's show, sir. This is Gwendolyn's show. And I feel like I just dropped 50 on this episode.
Hey, I need Chanel Price to come on this thing so she can select the right pair of shoes on this joint.
And new champion, B. Jones. So
let's lackluster. Nah, you're okay. You're okay, G-Mac. You the truth. This is your show. You do whatever you want to do. All right, well, Gwendolyn. We talked about how you came back from adversity like a true Black Panther. We talked about how you dropped 50. We've told them your impressive story, but now there's so much that hasn't been written. This is your opportunity to write your own story. The title of the show is You Got Next. What's up next for you? What do you look forward to, and what do you see coming along in your future?
Obviously, college. I look forward to that. After college, WNBA overseas. And studying more of my physical therapy route that I'm going.
I was just about to ask you, what do you plan on majoring in when you get to North Texas?
Physical therapy.
And Kevin, I like it when they say WNBA. This is something I'm gonna give you the rare message, Gwen. Speak to your teammates. Your day at Pasadena Memorial is gone. Speak to all your teammates and tell them, you know, what you're gonna miss most, and say your farewells to Pasadena Memorial.
I'm just going to miss playing with them. It was obviously challenging. I'm going to miss the challenges that I've faced with them.
And, all right, KT.
And being with my family, of course.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of family, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
I want to thank my – shout-out to my parents, Coach Foy, Coach Rich, Coach Jordan, Mr. Jernigan, Coach Roque, Coach Hartman, Coach Lopez, Coach Azul, all of my family and girls, Pepperport Simmons.
That's preparation, KT.
You ain't lying. She had that down. She knocked it out. All right, so this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell me, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story. I want you to do the same thing. But they said, Gwendolyn, who are you calling out? Who should have next?
Abigail Flores and Madison McGrew.
I know we ain't had Madison McGrew, and I'm not familiar with Abigail Flores. Tell us a little bit about Abigail and your baby sister.
Abigail Flores, she came to the gym one time, and you don't expect, she's a sixth grader. That's the thing. She's a sixth grader. She came in the gym. She came in here. She did a hezzy on. She don't back down at all. She's playing against these 10th graders. Big boys playing. She plays up in AAU. She's a dog. Abigail Flores is a dog.
All right, Abigail Flores. And what about your little sister? Tell us about Madison. Is she cold like you?
She is. In a couple years, you're gonna know. You're gonna hear about her.
Well, she sound like she definitely got next. So Abigail and Madison, let the world know that you are up next. Your ticket just got punched. You are now officially on the clock. We will be reaching out to you to get you on the show. Hopefully this year, we're going to make sure we save some spots for you guys. But Gwendolyn, McGrew, Gemini, G-Mac, you got next. You are the truth, little sis. You are a true superhero. You are authentic. You are one-on-one, down to earth, charismatic. You got an infectious energy, and you are just a dog, a dominant player on the court. I know you're going to take this game by storm. You are extraordinary. You are elite. You deserve a yeet. Oh, I love this show. I love this show. Shut up. Man, hey, how you think Texas U gonna do this shit now that you're not on the team? Now that you gonna be rooting for them?
I am. They're gonna do amazing.
Coach, yeah, they got some dogs coming too. They got some great players coming their way. Hey, KT and I want to thank you all for watching another fire episode of Sports Life Talk. You got next. Gwen, we want to thank you for coming on the stage and coming on the show and becoming a part of our family. You are absolutely amazing. We love watching you play. And you know we down the street, right? So if you need anything when you get to the DFW, you better text me. Hey, I need a sandwich. I'm hungry over here. I'm going to run over there and get you a sandwich or some yard bird or something. You hear me? You don't be up here. We got your back on anything you need in the DFW area. And listen, if you were watching this show and you did not smash that subscribe button at the beginning of this show, well, this is your chance now. I'm down on bending knees. Hit that button. Hit that subscribe button and become a part of our family. Like I told you, we don't do fans. We don't do followers. We don't do family. Make sure you smash that like button and share this episode with as many people as you can. Tap in with me and my boy. All right. We have a ton of content at Sports Life Talk on all of our social media platforms. We dropping something every day, whether it's a clip, whether it's something that's going to be inspirational and motivational. So make sure you tap in with us on our social media profiles or platforms. And if you want to be on the show, I mean, Abigail Flores do sound like she can, like she the truth, like she one of the best players in the state of Texas for that age group. And I know she cold because you mentioned it with Malia Mason, and Malia Mason cold. But if you got a story out there, and if you want to be on the show, we got an open invitation for you. Go to our website, sltyougotnext.com. You can see it on the screen. Tap on the nominations tab and tell us a little bit about yourself and why you think you got next. And we're going to reach out to you and give you an audition to the show. Kevin, you're going to get a crazy 469 number gonna call you up. We're gonna reach out to you and get you and learn a little bit more about you. And if you a podcast junkie like myself, you like literally riding your car and listening to the smooth, sultry sounds and the velvet tones of the mouth of the South, B. Jones and head coach KT, you can do so by downloading this show and all and many more of our 600 You Got Next shows on our podcast platform. You can get those wherever you listen to podcasts. So take the show on the road, in the gym, in the kitchen, in the weight room. It don't matter. You can listen to these amazing athletes and up-and-coming stars. All right, Kevin, let's get out of here, man.
All right, Gwendolyn, thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know, and we got your back.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Gwen, you got to show us that J. You got to show us that jump shot.
Like,
I need to see that form. I got to see. That's what you do, Gwen. That's what you be doing.
It's like it looks better if you like see it. I don't know.
y'all go to @Gwendolyn2024 and check out the highlights. You're gonna see everything you need to see. Hey, Sports Life Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe, be blessed, respect each other, and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, because you never know, your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next, cause you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag cause you're always working, like in due time. I knew you got next. Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast is tuning to just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You are what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon. Then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah. You got next, yeah. I can feel it. You're a winner just like me. What comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah, if you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah, if you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking Sports Life Talking this. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sports Life Talking this.